Okay, so we will learn the next text, that is 25th 6.4.25 from the Hamsaguhya prayers.
Yado paramo
manaso
nama rupa
rupasya
drishta
smriti
samprahoshat yaiyate
kevalaya
swasamsthaya
hamsaya
tasmai
suchi sadmane nama. Any doubt? Yes. Second full line.
Rupasya drishta
Smriti samprahoshat Yado paramo, 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 Yado paramo Namastaya. Got it? What? Got it? Any other doubt? No doubt? Yado paramo manaso nama rupa.
Yado paramo manaso nama rupa. Yado paramo manaso nama rupa. Yado paramo manaso nama rupa.
Rupasya drishta smriti sampramoshat.
Rupasya drishta smriti sampramoshat. Rupasya drishta smriti sampramoshat.
Yayate kevalaya swasamstaya.
Yayate kevalaya swasamstaya. Yayate kevalaya swasamstaya. Yayate kevalaya swasamstaya.
Hamsaya tasmai suci sadmane nama.
Hamsaya tasmai suci sadmane nama. Hamsaya tasmai suci sadmane nama. Hamsaya tasmai suci sadmane nama.
Yado paramo manaso nama rupa.
Yado paramo manaso nama rupa. Yado paramo manaso nama rupa. Yado paramo manaso nama rupa.
Rupasya drishta smriti sampramoshat.
Rupasya drishta smriti sampramoshat. Rupasya drishta smriti sampramoshat. Rupasya drishta smriti sampramoshat.
Yayate kevalaya swasamstaya.
Yayate kevalaya swasamstaya. Yayate kevalaya swasamstaya. Yayate kevalaya swasamstaya.
Hamsaya tasmai suci sadmane nama.
Hamsaya tasmai suci sadmane nama. Hamsaya tasmai suci sadmane nama. Hamsaya tasmai suci sadmane nama.
I'll recite the whole verse. Yado parama manaso nama rupa rupasya drishta smriti sampramoshat. यीयते केवलया स्वसंशया हंसाय तस्मै शुचि सद्मने
नमः।
When one's consciousness
is
completely purified
of the contamination
of material existence,
gross and subtle,
without being agitated,
as in the working
and dreaming states,
and
when the mind is not dissolved,
as in Sushupti,
deep sleep,
one comes to the
platform of trance.
Then one's material vision
and the memories of the mind,
which manifests
names and forms,
are vanquished.
Only in such a trance
is the Supreme Personality of Godhead
revealed.
Thus,
let us offer
our respectful obeisances
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who is seen
in that
uncontaminated
transcendental state.
Okay,
so here now we are seeing in these prayers, in the first prayer, in the first paragraph, we saw that how it is very difficult to understand Krishna. He is beyond our understanding. And in the second verse, we saw like how the sense objects cannot understand how the senses are able to perceive them. For you, I gave an example. What example I gave you?
Ice cream.
Yeah, like how it cannot understand how you are tasting it. The same way, our senses, they are not able to understand how Krishna is directing our senses. And then, in the third paragraph yesterday, we saw, okay, somebody may say this ice cream and all this is, it's not a living thing, isn't it? That is why it is not able to understand how the senses are tasting it or how the senses are using it. But we are conscious, we are living, isn't it? We are conscious of everything. We know how we are made up of everything. Then, but still, even if you know all these things, still you cannot understand Krishna. Then it changes a little bit. What is the change? Then how can we see Krishna? If like this, yeah, that is very very good answer. So for that, in this verse it is said, when the consciousness is completely purified, when our consciousness it is completely purified, that is, it becomes Krishna conscious. That is, you chant the names of Krishna. Like even yesterday, if you saw in Narada's pastime, when the first time Narada saw the Lord, after that the Lord disappeared. Then what was the voice? What that voice told him?
You are not so pure.
So that is why you are not so pure. You become pure, then you will be able to see me always. See, he saw the Lord only for some few seconds. He was so happy. He wanted to see the Lord again. So now if you want to see the Lord 24 hours, then that boy was completely thinking of Krishna. Then he could see him for few seconds. So if you want to see the Lord always, then what you should do? Always your consciousness should be pure. And how can your consciousness become clean and pure?
By
chanting Maha Mantra, by doing devotional service, by hearing Krishna Katha, by telling all these shlokas at home in front of Krishna. Every day you should tell. Because our consciousness is not so clean. If it was clean, we wouldn't fight with our brothers and sisters. We wouldn't back answer our parents. This all shows that our consciousness is not clean. Immediately you can test for yourself. You get angry on unnecessary things. when you come from school, you just throw things, everything away. That shows you are not conscious. If you are really Krishna conscious, when you come out from school, you will keep where the shoes should be kept in the shoe stand. You will keep the books where it should be kept. The Krishna consciousness means the whatever thing is there, it should be in the right place. Understood? The book should be in the right place. Your pants, shirts, your uniforms, everything should be in the right place. Everything should be right. You should respect each and everyone. Not fighting with anybody. Anybody. You should. Prahlad Maharaj, he says in his dictionary, there is no place for a word called enemy. You should not have any enemies. Prahlad Maharaj never had any enemies. That is Krishna consciousness. When your consciousness is that way, that is completely pure, at that time you can see Krishna always. Now we are not able to see because we all are dirty inside. In the sense, we get all these things. So. And one more thing is, if you have keenly observed, let me see who is intelligent. In all these verses, there is one word which is always repeating. What is that word? Very good. Nama. Nama means offering obeisances. So, because of all these qualities, Srila Prabhupada used to always say, God is great, you are small, I am small. We all are small. God is great. That is why we should offer obeisances to Krishna. And from tomorrow, whenever you enter, many of you know the rules. Whoever do not know the rules, when you come inside, first go and offer obeisances to Prabhupada. Okay? Who can go and show very fast how to offer obeisances to Prabhupada? Vrinda, go and show how you should offer obeisances to Prabhupada. Go fast. Quick. 1, 2, 3. Go. Offer obeisances to Prabhupada. Pranam karo. So this way you should offer obeisances to Prabhupada. Oh, very good. But you have to be very careful. Okay, then you should offer obeisances to Krishna here. Offer to Gaur Nithai. Offer obeisances. Okay. So you should offer, okay. This way you should come, offer obeisances to Prabhupada, offer obeisances to Krishna and put water in Tulasi. Even when you go to the temple, first when you enter the temple, you should offer an obeisance. Why? You are offering obeisances to all the Vaishnavas over there. Then get up, then go to Prabhupada. Why? Because Prabhupada is the only person who showed you who is Krishna. He is the Guru. If you don't respect your Guru, Krishna will not even care for you. Only if Prabhupada says, oh, these all children come for a nice class, Krishna, please give them mercy. Prabhupada knows each and every one of you. He knows all your names also. Everything he knows. Then Prabhupada will tell to Krishna, Krishna, these people have told all shlokas, they have learned from Bhagavad Gita as it is, so please show your mercy on them. That's why you should go to Prabhupada, offer obeisances. If you please Prabhupada, Krishna will look at you. If you don't please Prabhupada, Krishna will not even care for you. So, offer obeisances to Prabhupada first. Then, after that, go to Krishna. Then, offer obeisances. Because when you go to the Guru, Guru empowers you. He blesses you. And with that blessing, when you go to Krishna, Krishna will immediately look at you. Understood? So, this way. And how should you see Krishna? When Narada, in his heart, I told he saw the Lord. You know how he viewed the Lord? How should you observe the Lord? Not directly on the face. You should observe lotus first from his lotus feet. First lotus feet, then slowly you should go. You should see his hips. Beautiful hips. His hips are very beautiful. Then you should go up, up, up. Then you should see his beautiful lotus hands carrying the flute. And then you should see his lotus face. This is how you should observe Krishna. Understood? And then you go to the temple, any temple, from the lotus feet. First, your eyes should go on the lotus feet. This is how you should observe Krishna. So what is the, then how can you see Krishna? What did we learn in this verse?
The chanting will be made.
When your consciousness becomes pure. And how can your consciousness become pure? When you do devotional service. Devotional service, what does it include? Chanting,
reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavadam, reading, reciting, all this, hearing Kirtan, all this, whatever, and serving Srila Prabhupada. Okay?